Performance stories center around a character who wants to achieve something specific in order to prove their worth to the world. So, for example, they might want to win a certain award, or they might want to climb Mount Everest, or be the best at a certain sport, or be the best in their field, or they might want to be famous. However, achieving this specific thing is not what the story is really about. The characters in performance stories usually lack self-esteem or self-respect. They're searching for external validation, but what they really need is to embrace who they already are. And these stories show just how they learn to do that. Welcome to the Fiction Writing Made Easy podcast. My name is Savannah Gilbo, and I'm here to help you write a story that works. I want to prove to you that writing a novel doesn't have to be overwhelming. So each week, I'll bring you a brand new episode with simple, actionable, and step-by-step strategies that you can implement in your writing right away. So whether you're brand new to writing or more of a seasoned author looking to improve your craft, this podcast is for you. So pick up a pen and let's get started. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the key scenes that every performance novel needs to have in order to work and to satisfy fans of the genre. I'm also going to show you how these key scenes show up in the movie The Karate Kid. So if you're writing a performance novel, this episode is for you. And if not, don't worry, because I'm going to cover each of the other genres soon. Before we dive in, let's quickly talk about what makes a performance story or what makes the performance genre unique. Performance stories center around a character who wants to achieve something specific in order to prove their worth to the world. So, for example, they might want to win a certain award, or they might want to climb Mount Everest, or be the best at a certain sport, or be the best in their field, or they might want to be famous. However, achieving this specific thing is not what the story is really about. The characters in performance stories usually lack self-esteem or self-respect. They're searching for external validation, but what they really need is to embrace who they already are. And these stories show just how they learn to do that. Beyond that, performance stories can have any tone or style, be set in any time or place, and have various levels of romance, adventure, mystery, or magic. They can include different subplots as long as the protagonist's pursuit of that specific thing that they think is going to bring them some kind of external validation remains the focus of the story. People read performance stories because they're extremely relatable. Every day we deal with the pressure to perform on the world stage, and we're constantly faced with decisions that could result in success or failure. Performance stories inspire readers by showing us what life could be like if only we learned to embrace our unique gifts and talents. These stories teach us to believe in ourselves and to determine our own worth instead of looking to others for the answers. And like all genre fiction, you have to deliver the emotional experience readers are looking for in order for your story to work. To deliver this emotional experience, you need to include the obligatory scenes and conventions of your genre in your novel. So, like I mentioned earlier, today we're going to look at the obligatory scenes of the performance genre. And in case you've never heard this term before, obligatory scenes are the events, decisions, and discoveries that move the protagonist along his or her journey from A to Z. They're what help us writers to write a story that works and to evoke emotional reactions in our readers. So now let's take a look at what these key scenes are and how they show up in the movie The Karate Kid. And if you're wondering why I'm going to walk you through these key scenes in a movie, it's simply because movies require less of a time investment, and I'm hoping you've either seen the movie The Karate Kid or that you'll at least watch it after listening to this episode. So of course you can and should study these key scenes in your favorite performance novels, but for today we're just going to look at them in a movie. As I go through these key scenes, I want you to consider why each of these scenes needs to be in a performance story or what purpose they serve in the overall narrative. You're probably going to notice that each of these key scenes has a very specific role in taking the protagonist on a journey from start to finish. And because of that, you can use these key scenes to help you craft an outline or the first draft of a story that works. And just a reminder, if you want to see how these key scenes show up in a few other stories, you can check out the blog post that goes along with this episode that also includes examples from The Mighty Ducks and Cool Runnings. I'll make sure to link to that blog post in the show notes for you guys, but for now, let's dive into the six key scenes that every performance story needs to have with examples from The Karate Kid. The first scene your performance story needs to have is a scene where the protagonist is either given an opportunity to perform or they're challenged to perform in front of others. Usually, this opportunity or challenge to perform does not go well for the protagonist because he or she lacks the skills and/or the confidence that's needed to succeed. Whatever happens, this moment usually introduces the protagonist to the type of event that he or she will later train to compete in. This scene also acts as the global inciting incident that gives rise to your protagonist's story goal. So in The Karate Kid, this is when Daniel LaRusso gets beat up by Johnny and the Cobra Kai crew while at the bonfire on the beach. Daniel can't defend himself against the Cobra Kai kids and their karate skills, so he winds up being humiliated in front of his new crush, Allie. Because of that, he decides to do his best to avoid Johnny and the Cobra Kai kids altogether. So he feels shame over what just happened, and he's going to try to maintain the little bit of self-respect that he still has by avoiding Johnny. So that's key scene number one, some kind of opportunity or challenge to perform. The second scene your performance story needs is a scene where the protagonist's initial strategy to achieve his or her goal fails. So whatever strategy your protagonist has come up with in order to either maintain some kind of self-respect or honor has failed in some way. Because of this, your protagonist will need to come up with a better way forward or a new plan for success. This moment usually occurs at the end of Act 1, and it's usually when the protagonist starts to gather his or her support system or team and/or finds a mentor if they haven't done so already. So in The Karate Kid, this is when the Cobra Kai kids chase Daniel on their motorcycles and he takes a bad fall down a hill. He makes his way home, he throws his bike away, and he tells his mother that he needs to learn karate so that he can put a stop to the bullying. So his initial plan to avoid the Cobra Kai kids has failed, and now he has a new plan to learn karate because he thinks this is what's going to help him stop the bullying and achieve some kind of balance in his life. So that's key scene number two, a scene in which we learn that the protagonist's initial strategy has failed and they have to come up with a new plan or a better way forward. The third scene your performance story needs is a scene where the protagonist commits to the big event. So this is a specific event that the protagonist is working towards, and one that usually comes with some kind of prize, title, or award. Whatever it ends up being, there needs to be a clear definition of what it means to win or lose. And usually the protagonist thinks that by winning, they will earn back their self-respect or earn the respect of others. So they're still looking for that sense of external validation here to right the wrong that happened in the beginning of the story. The commitment they make here usually takes place around the middle of Act 2 or at your story's midpoint. And it's your protagonist's commitment to this specific big event that raises the stakes of the story and cements his or her way forward. So in The Karate Kid, this is when Daniel asks Mr. Miyagi to teach him karate so that he can defend himself against Johnny and the Cobra Kai crew. Mr. Miyagi takes Daniel to the Cobra Kai dojo and asks the kids to stop picking on Daniel. Instead of agreeing, Kreese suggests that Daniel and the Cobra Kai kids fight it out right now. Mr. Miyagi doesn't like that, so he suggests that Daniel enter the All Valley Under 18 karate tournament so that they can compete on equal terms. So this is when Daniel commits to this specific big event, the All Valley Under 18 karate tournament. He now wants to win the tournament to prove to everyone, including Johnny and the Cobra Kai kids, that he's capable of standing up for himself. And that's key scene number three, commitment to a specific big event. The next scene your performance novel needs is a scene where your protagonist suffers some kind of defeat before the big event. This defeat challenges your protagonist to change their approach to life, their worldview, or their strategy for the upcoming event. This could also mean changing their perspective on something or digging deep to find a different source of motivation or coming up with a brand new plan. So at this point, your protagonist is probably asking some version of what does respect mean to me? Or how far am I willing to go to gain the respect of other people? Or do I even care about doing that anymore? This scene normally happens around the end of Act 2, bringing your protagonist to an all is lost moment. In The Karate Kid, this scene occurs when Daniel sees Johnny kiss Allie at the country club and he feels heartbroken. He goes to see Mr. Miyagi, who is very drunk and reminiscing about his deceased wife and child. So Daniel develops a different kind of respect for Mr. Miyagi and comes to a new and better understanding about his own life and his own place in the world. In Daniel's mind, he no longer has to worry about proving himself to Allie or Johnny or the Cobra Kai kids. He's going to focus on winning the tournament for himself. So that's key scene number four, a scene where the protagonist suffers some kind of defeat before the big event and they have to change their approach going forward. The next scene your performance story needs is a scene where your protagonist participates in the big event. And this is the key moment in a performance story that readers have been waiting for from page one. So this is the fight, the play, the tournament, the recital, the solo performance, or the final round in a competition that your protagonist has been training for. So in The Karate Kid, this is the scene with the final battle between Daniel and Johnny in the tournament. Daniel is further injured when Johnny delivers a vicious blow to his leg. So Daniel could quit, he could bow out of the tournament now and let Johnny win, but instead Daniel knows that he has to stand up to Johnny once and for all if he's ever going to feel that sense of self-respect. So Daniel assumes the crane stance, a technique that he learned from Mr. Miyagi, and delivers a front kick to Johnny's face, which results in him winning the tournament. So that's key scene number 5, the big event or the moment where the protagonist and the antagonist face off. The final key scene your performance story needs is a scene where readers learn whether the protagonist wins or loses. It's also where your protagonist might be rewarded for having learned the lesson of the story. So these rewards could be internal, they could be external, or they could be a mix of internal and external. For example, the protagonist might gain self-respect, they might win an actual award, they might get a promotion or make a new friend, or just gain a new sense of meaning in life. So in The Karate Kid, we learn that Daniel has beat Johnny and he's won the tournament. Because of that, he's gained respect for himself and respect from others, including Johnny as well. So that's the final key scene, a scene where your protagonist is rewarded. And those are the 6 key scenes you need to include in your performance story in order for it to work. Now you might be thinking, okay, some of these are obvious, like obviously you have to have a big event and a performance story, but you would really be surprised how many drafts I see that are missing one or more of these key moments. And sometimes it's not even that the drafts are missing these key moments, but instead they're downplayed so much that it's just doing the reader a disservice. Because like we talked about earlier, these are the key scenes readers come to performance stories for, so you really want to include them in your story in impactful and meaningful ways. So now let's recap what those 6 key scenes of the performance genre are. Key scene number 1 is a scene where your protagonist gets some kind of opportunity to perform or they're challenged to perform. Key scene number 2 is a scene where your protagonist's initial plan or strategy for achieving his or her goal fails. Key scene number 3 is a scene where your protagonist commits to a specific big event, which could be anything like a fight, a play, a tournament, a recital, a solo performance, or anything like that. Key scene number 4 is a scene where your protagonist suffers some kind of defeat and realizes that he or she must change their approach in order to succeed. Key scene number 5 is a scene where your protagonist participates in the big event and they either win or lose. And finally, key scene number 6 is a scene in which your protagonist is rewarded, whether they've won or lost. And as a freebie for this episode, I created a cheat sheet that lists out each of these obligatory scenes for the performance genre. So if you want to download that, you can do so at savannahgilbo.com/performance. And the really cool thing about these 6 key scenes is that you can use them to map out your story, whether you're writing a performance story set in modern times, a historical performance story, or a performance story that takes place in space or a made-up world. You can even use them to map out a performance subplot in your story too. So use these key scenes to help you construct your story and then figure out how to deliver them in new and unexpected ways. If you can do that, you're not only going to write a story that works, but you're probably going to end up gaining fans for life too. So that's it for today's show. As always, I want to thank you so much for tuning in and showing your support. If you want to check out any of the links I mentioned in this episode, you can find them over at savannahgilbo.com/podcast. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show because there's going to be another brand new episode coming out next week. If you're an Apple user, I'd really appreciate it if you took a few seconds to leave a quick rating and review. Your ratings and reviews tell iTunes that this is a podcast that's worth listening to. And in turn, that helps this show get in front of more fiction writers just like you. So that's it for today's show. I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Until then, happy writing.